From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The Miami Book Fair International is underway, and yes, we're going to have lots of interviews with authors and the like, but we want to kick things off by going back in time to 30 years ago, when this was but a glimmer in the minds of a few, two of whom are here, Mitchell Kaplan, he heads the board for the fair, and he's the owner of Books and Books, and Alina Interian, she's now the Cultural Affairs Director of Miami-Dade College and longtime fair director. We're only missing Dr. Eduardo Padron, president of MDC. So how did all this get started?
There was a call that went out that the Miami-Dade Public Library wanted to do something to highlight their building in Bayfront Park. And so there was an attempt to put some tables out on the park and that sort of thing. Eduardo got wind of the fact that there were people meeting, and he had just been, I think it was to Barcelona, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it was at the Barcelona Festival. And he said, well, you can meet at the college. And Eduardo presented us with his support, and we decided to move it onto the campus because we figured that we could do something grander there. And so from what was going to be just a few tables in a Bayfront Park turned into something that was world class.
30 years. Can you believe it?
I can't.
No, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's been like a blink, as a famous author once said. But you know something? It's not only a testament to Miami-Dade and Dr. Eduardo Padron's gift to Miami, but it's also a testament to the reading community here. I think it's something that the city ought to take a huge amount of pride in, the fact that we have a book festival of the nature that we do have and of the reputation that we have, that we have this festival that has gone on for 30 years. It would not exist but for an audience. So our festival has outlasted many others, like the New Yorkers Book Country, which was around for many, many years, is no longer around. The Boston Globe Book Festival is no longer around. So in this little place called Miami, we were able to kind of reinvent what a literary festival ought to be.
If there were a chapter called Wacky Behind the Scenes Book Fair Crazy Stories, what would be in that chapter?
Oh, God.
I remember when we brought Anne Rice one year and we presented her at a church.
The Baptist Church.
And I remember people in the audience with vampire capes and in costume, and that created some friction for us. I never went back to the church with an author of that sort.
No, that was quite an experience. We've had people get married waiting in line. They've met each other and then they've married from being at the book fair. We had a woman who was a host, an escort for one of the authors, and they fell in love and got married. I remember we were going to do an evening with Hunter Thompson, and remember when he didn't show up? All of a sudden, there was no Hunter Thompson that night, and we didn't know why, but he showed up on Saturday for a Sunday event. So we squeezed him into a Sunday event, and I think it was the first time, and I've never had an experience like it before, where I actually didn't understand any word that he said that came out of his mouth.
Only the first time.
It was the first time, you know, that I had heard an author speak, and I went, I'm not so sure I know what he said.
I can't thank you both enough for your time, your dedication, and above all, your passion.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.